Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I am your host, David Hochberg. We are here for the next 3 hours helping you with anything real estate related. You have a question about taxes. You have a question about bankruptcy. You have a question about why the electric is off when you move in during your final walkthrough. We have trust planning expert David Schluter. Amy Kite's in here. Mega Pros Joe is back from sabbatical. Very excited to have Mega Pros Joe back. But first, we start every show with Elwood Buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're here for the next 3 hours to help you with any type of real estate challenge that you have. That's a MegaPros call, text, and phone line, and photo line. That is the photo line. We love photos of your home improvement challenge. So send us your pictures, 312-981-7200. Let's go around the horn. Start ladies first. Amy Kite, how are you?
Awesome, thank you.
You're going to be talking about how you helped a buyer buy a home without selling their previous home with the Amy Kite team guarantee.
Correct, because it is a challenging market out there for buyers, especially in the suburbs. And so they need a little extra something today to get the deal accepted.
Challenging in what way?
Well, there tends to be a lack of inventory out there right now. So we've got to figure out ways of making certain that these buyers are able to win the house that they want. And so we've got to get around cases where people may have to sell a house first.
If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Stephen A. Leahy, my car partner downtown today, as it is every time we drive together.
I too am on a mission from God.
You are on a mission from God?
Yes.
It's Lent.
It is Lent.
And unfortunately, you can't eat the delicious...
I can. I just choose not to.
You just choose not to.
That's right.
But the chicken actually swim. So these chicken are classified in the fish category.
I think that's what they call a loophole.
Yeah, it's a little loophole that the chicken swim through. 312-981-7200. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
You can give me a call, 312-664-6649, or go to my website, chicagotaxteam.com.
You're going to be talking about helping out one of our listeners. You've never seen what I presented to you.
That's correct.
The listener who had a bankruptcy on 123 Maple, in this example, and they moved to 123 Oak, and the bank put the lien, a judgment against them on 123 Oak for a property they owned on 123 Maple.
Yeah, you don't have to get confused about the mortgage. It's any judgment against you when you file bankruptcy, right, is discharged in bankruptcy. But they can still have a lien against your property. That's what I learned. It's funny because I've been practicing bankruptcy law for a long time, and I've never seen that. I never saw that they could revive what they call a revived judgment. So judgments are only good for 7 years, and unless you can revive it. I was unaware that in Illinois you can revive a judgment what they call in rem. In rem means just against the property and not against the person. So that was surprising to me.
All right, you're going to talk about it more during your segment a little later.
Mm-hmm.
If our listeners want to reach you one more time,
ChicagoTaxTeam.com or 312-664-6649.
David Schluter, real estate attorney, trust planning expert. You're going to be discussing why the electric was off during a final walkthrough and why that's not really appropriate or legal, in your opinion. Well, it's just common sense.
It's called not a walkthrough.
What's it called?
It's called we're going to postpone because people haven't been in the house for 2 months and they want to know if everything still worked like it did 2 months ago. And no juice. No closing.
So all types of gas, electric, all mechanicals. Yeah. Has to be up and running. You're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
630 285 5300.
We have a special reintroduction for Joe. You've been on a sabbatical tasting tequila. You were on your 90-day tequila tasting.
So I don't want to talk about
that. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Sammy, go. Proper welcome back.
That is appropriate.
I appreciate that, but I didn't want to talk about that. I wanted to talk about how this show sounds when I have to listen to it.
While you're drinking tequila.
It's a good show. We should stop giving the phone numbers out.
Okay.
And we'll give websites.
Give your website then.
Sammy's going to work that out. Yeah, but the other thing, Dave, I want to mention how good you're
Stegapros.com.
It's still being worked on. Yes,
Dave,
Joe.
I want to compliment you. We're wearing the same shirts.
I know. Awesome.
Look at it.
That's on a radio show that our listeners have no idea.
Oh, but they can see it on Facebook, right?
I know. Not yet. Well, are we on Facebook? Are we up and running on Facebook?
You better be.
No, we're not up
and running. You guys are fired.
All right, so...
Are you taking all recommendations on how to improve the show?
Yes, Joe. We're starting a list.
It's the Joe recommendations.
Hold on. 1A, Joe Brand, go.
Windscreens.
What does that mean?
Covers on the microphones. You guys are an eccentric, positive bunch.
Eccentric.
Yeah. And sometimes the microphones just pop a little bit. So when you put the mic screen over it, it just sounds a lot cleaner.
Oh, I got one.
And a lot... Yeah, look at that.
Okay, well, Joe Brand will get a Mr. Floor cleaning product for that.
Is this how you wear it?
Yeah, that's how you wear it, right on your nose, Joe. Yeah, it works out good. All right.
I got a whole list here if you want.
I'm sure you do.
No, give it to us. We need improvement.
Okay, well, we got to take a quick break.
We need a lot of improvement.
Hang on.
Stop the phone numbers.
Hang on. First of all, when Steve now, it's become a ritual. When Steve walks to my car, we're going to start playing the song that's on my radio. When Steve walks in my car, Sammy, hit it. This is what was playing.
That was in your car. You were by yourself.
Hold on, wait for it. Okay, so I swear to God, I'm waiting for him at Mariano's because he went in to get some paper plates.
Play it really loud where people can hear it outside your car?
Oh yeah, my whole car vibrates. I got the bass all the way up. I dropped the treble.
That looks like trouble. Yeah.
He's a funky.
But careful, a funky. I'll take that one away from you. All right, Stephen A. Leahy. We like to be on the air here at WGN. Funky,
I think funky's okay.
F-U-N-K. Right, funky.
Funky.
And so Steve, it's Lent. Yeah. Okay, so we got chicken wings from Continental. We're putting the spotlight on Buffalo Grove Fire Department today. And I cleaned out my trunk because Steve didn't want to see anybody see him eating chicken wings. So I want to put a shout out to the engineers in Stuttgart, Germany, who created my car.
The deep trunk.
A deep trunk. Sick. How tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
6'2", in a suit and a tie, eating chicken wings in my trunk from Wilmette all the way to 303 East Wacker. And it's unbelievable. I've never seen
no,
a guy.
No stains on his white shirt.
And he didn't break Lent because nobody saw him eating the chicken wings in my trunk.
Oh, come on. That's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
Because if you eat chicken wings in a German-built car in a tie before 9 o'clock on a Saturday, the Catholic Church, you're good. Okay?
I'm sure there's nothing kosher about it either.
Don't worry about the kosher part.
I don't even know.
He had a glass of milk, so that made it not kosher. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Chicago. It's now become a ritual, Steve. I am so excited for the song I'm listening to when you walk to my car. It's now going to be a thing. Okay,
it's already a thing.
It's going to be a bigger thing. And Joe Brand will criticize it, I'm sure, soon. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
Just recommendations.
Just recommendation to make the segment better.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate Joe's actually listening, so it's great. Somebody is. All right, you are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I think my mom is, too.
Well, that's great.
Well, she's not. Now I can listen because you guys got windscreens.
Oh, there we go. Okay, 312-981-7200. We're going to throw it to Amy Kite coming out of the break, and she's going to explain how she helps listeners sell homes or buy homes without selling their previous home with the Amy Kite guarantee, which is very, very special. And we need to dive deeper into it, and we will. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to throw it to Amy Kite. Before we talk about what you would like to talk about, we have Marty and Wheaton calling in would like to know how to price his property. Marty, welcome to the show, bud.
Hello, hello, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thanks for calling. You have a question for Amy?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure who it's for. The property that we're going to have to dispose of is a three-flat in Wheaton. It's a legal, or excuse me, in Chicago. It's a legal three-flat on two 25-foot lots. But sadly, part of the building is on the second lot as well as the first lot. So our question is, what's the best use and how do we price it? Do we price this like it's two vacant lots and maybe somebody wants to knock the building down and put up two new ones? Because if we just price it as a comparable three flat in a neighborhood, a developer could come along and do that. So who prices it? Does the realtor do that, or do I need an appraisal person?
Amy?
Best expert.
Yeah, I would tell you, I would have a realtor out there to look at it. I wouldn't necessarily go to an appraiser. The realtor is going to understand what's going on in the current market. The appraiser is going to look at what's happened in the past. And so understand, they're strictly looking off from closed. Market is a little different than what it probably was. So I would absolutely have a realtor come out and look at it both ways. What is the best? And they can pull that in a couple of different directions, and that's usually what we would do, is we would look at it and go, this is the best way to sell it. And, you know, depending, you may be able to actually list it both directions.
Three units in the city back a couple of years ago were hot because a lot of investors, a lot of buyers were purchasing those properties, converting them into single-family houses because it was cheaper because the foundation and the sticks and bricks were already up. All they had to do was gut the inside and put a couple hundred, $300,000-$400,000 on the inside instead of dropping the whole building and coming back up and dealing with all the permits with the city on building. You just tear the guts out. Is it still a hot market for three-unit buildings? Depending on the area?
Yes, and it's definitely shifted out of the city. Understand that, you know, usually Chicago runs faster than everything else, and understand, because of the pandemic and in the protests and that kind of stuff, Chicago slowed down and the suburbs are going crazy. So Chicago market's actually down compared to what it should be when the suburbs are running as hot as they are.
Sure. So Marty,
well,
I know in this neighborhood,
I know they've put a zoning moratorium on multi-unit things. So to tear it down and those two lots put up a six-unit condo, I know that's not a possibility. The only possibility would be two single-family residences, one on each piece. And your first thing is absolutely right. I mean, if it was just sitting on the one lot, then yes, it would be a desirable piece to gut and turn into a single family residence and dispose of the second lot, which is vacant, separately. But because the building straddles the lot line, that's what complicates the issue.
And that is why Amy will call you, or a member of her team will call you after the show and dive deeper into that with you, Marty. Okay, buddy?
Great. Thank you so much.
Hey, hang tight. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, 312-981-7200 of your choice. You could go to Facebook, type in Home Sweet Home Chicago, follow us on Facebook. That would be nice. You've got about 3-4 minutes to talk about your program. I thought Marty's call was pretty appropriate because, you know, you walked into my house, you're like, what's it worth? And I'm like, $850. And you looked at me and goes, yeah, that's not going to happen. And
not all realtors are going to do what you just said, right?
Right.
If you just want to go to Zillow and figure out an evaluation, that's different than knowing what's going on in the neighborhood and what you can do.
Right, and Zillow's never been in your house. So that's why they do those estimates strictly say for entertainment purposes only. They've never walked in. They don't know if you've got holes in your walls or if you've got,
But I'm saying you need a realtor that's going to do the
work,
though.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So explain your program.
Yeah, so what happened is we had somebody who kept losing out on opportunities to purchase because they had a home to sell. So we were able to offer them a guarantee so that they did not have to go out and be contingent in order to sell. They had to use one of our realtors to go buy a property, and we were able to help them. We're doing the same thing on somebody who's building new construction. Again, the builder doesn't want to take a contingency, so we've guaranteed that they will be sold. So the lender knows they have an offer, right? So they're not contingent. They have an offer that will close on a particular date, and they can move ahead with the financing as if they are not contingent. And that's really, today we have a lack of inventory, and anytime you put any hiccup in there, a contingency of any sort, it's a good opportunity you're going to be kicked out. So you need to make these offers as clean as possible.
A 3-page wish list of things that you would like done in a home, like on my home?
Honestly, David, can I say,
yeah,
this is crazier than what we saw in 06-07. These agents are lined up outside of houses. Now, we've all heard about this in California. We have never, ever experienced it in Chicago. And they're literally lining up. One of my agents this morning, talking to her, she said, Amy, I've got somebody who wants to get into this house. Every 15-minute booking today is already booked. Every 15-minute booking on this house is already booked. That's for an hour. Right? And that's how many hours are they opening that house? 14?
Steve?
That's how many people they're going to have through that house.
Do the quick math, because I know you're big. You know numbers.
What, 14?
That's 64. Okay, never mind. Go ahead. No,
56.
Yeah, that too. You just roll with it. You know, everybody's doing the abacus. But you're 100% right. This is a huge market. In terms of the jump up in rates has freaked people out and has got people off of the fence. And put more pressure on the market for them to close, because she went from 2.75 to 3.5 in some cases.
Oh,
to 3.25.
I didn't even think of that.
Oh,
so
yes.
That's spiking it as well.
So I know we have a lot of realtors who listen to this show,
yes,
David.
We do.
And let me tell you, the thing that I have been expressing to every agent I talk about is do not accept an offer without getting an updated pre-approval, and don't write your offer without having an updated pre-approval, because you may be writing an offer and your buyer may not be able to buy because of that adjustment in interest
rate. The rates have gone up 0.5 to 0.75 of a point in the past 2-3 weeks. That's a fact. And that is going to impact your buying power. It's a fact, because it's going to cost you more money. We have to take a break. That is Amy Kite. I'm David Hochberg. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. The phone, text, and picture line, 312-981-7200, which is a MegaPros call, phone, and picture line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
To Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 847. David, how can we believe you when you don't even know how to say the word realtor? Amy says realtor.
It's realtor.
How can you not know how to pronounce it? 3 question marks. This is very angry texter. Three, not only one, attorney Stephen A. Lay, 3. Makes one wonder how you can be good if you can't even say the word. It's realtor.
Realtor.
Well, wait a second, Dave. You're still
it's
good.
It's 2 syllables.
You can say mortgage.
Realtor.
Yeah, realtor. So here's what I would say
to
847
to
and other people like
not
that.
Not realtor. It's realtor.
Realtor.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. If that's the biggest thing you're worrying about today with everything going on, switch to decaf and pop an Ambien.
No,
all right?
We're looking for improvements.
Right.
Dave, could you say it right from that one?
It's not the right way. Realtor is the right
realtor
way to say
is
it.
Realtor is correct.
Oh, so they're wrong.
They're wrong.
Texter,
right.
You're wrong.
Yeah, texter, it's
ask
realtor.
David to say organization.
Don't push it, Steve.
Organization.
312-896. Stop yourself. I'm kind of online.
Why didn't you reach out to your attorney on that? You should have said it's called broker.
It's like, really? This is what they're worried about? 312-981-7200. Amy, let's talk about different strategies for listeners. I knew I was going to sell my house because I was building another house, as everybody knows, that's listened to the show. I knew I was going to sell my house, and there are strategies that sellers could get into a position so they're not in that position like your seller was. Maybe refinance 6 months prior to or 12 months prior to, they're looking to move, pull some money out, pay off some debt. I was talking to John Hansen about it this past, I believe it was Thursday, about how he's thinking of moving, and you know he doesn't know if refinancing makes any sense. I'm like, I'm going to save you $1,500 a year. You're not going to pay anything because I'm going to give you a closing cost credit. You might not get the lowest rate because there's people out there that likes to tell everybody that there's no such thing as no closing costs. Every loan, every refinance has closing costs. You're just taking out a higher rate and financing it through a higher rate, but you're still coming down from your extremely high rate to a much lower rate and getting a closing cost credit. What other strategies that you know of within your experience as a realtor, not real tour, real tour, that you could share with our listeners right now?
Well, it could be that refinance. It could be a bridge loan. Could be a HELOC. I mean, I can tell you when we purchased at one point, we used a bridge loan, and we were able to hold two mortgages. So, I mean, you may need to do something along those lines.
That's expensive, though.
Good luck finding that today. There are not many lenders that are doing bridge loans like they did back in the day before 07, 08, when everybody on a bridge loan got wiped out.
Meaning it'll cost you a lot to get a bridge loan.
Here, you could do the same thing with a bridge loan, basically taking out a line of credit against your current home, which is what I tell everybody. Mm-hmm. I've been preaching this on the radio for years. Take out a line of credit. You know you're moving.
But nobody listens to the
radio. I can't say realtor correctly. But if you take out a line of credit, it puts a lot of different variations and gives you lots of options when you're going to sell a home or buy another home. Because there's a lot of listeners right now that live in homes free and clear.
Correct.
That want to buy in another state to get out of Illinois or downsize to stay in Illinois, do whatever they want. And they are not thinking about how to finance that next property.
Well, and the nice thing is the values have gone up. And so people do have some extra equity in there that they may take that HELOC and use that money to go purchase something else.
Sure. So, David A. Schluter?
And it avoids a lot of underwriting on that Texas or Florida property. You come in as cash. And so you're going to get that done. You'll end up restructuring after your house sells. But with this hot market, if you have an equity line, that's going to get paid out of the sales. So with sales almost being guaranteed now, you come in much stronger when you do that out-of-state purchase.
312-981-7200. We were talking about the rise in interest rates and how you sent an email out to all of your realtors on your team stating what again?
That you need to get an updated pre-approval. Period. Here's what's going to happen, right? People get multiple offers on their homes, right? And they pick the best offer, right? Which in many cases can be the higher offer. If that pre-approval isn't updated and they accept that and lo and behold, they go through and a month in, the lender says, oh, sorry, they're no longer qualified because the interest rate went up. Now we've got a ticked off seller. When you should have taken the next offer, which might have been a few thousand dollars less because they did have the updated letter. So agents, just do your due diligence. Yes, I know you're crazy. I know it's a hot market. Just take an extra minute and just ask for an updated pre-approval. Make certain that you're getting, and making everybody happy.
A $250,000 mortgage financed 3 weeks ago at 2.75 would cost the listener $1,020 a month principal and interest. A $250,000 mortgage today with the increase in rates at 3.5%. I'm just using ballpark macro numbers. A lot of variables go into it. I'm just using ballpark numbers. The rates are up 0.75%. That principal and interest payment goes from $1,020 to $1,122. That's a $103 differential. Okay? It's $102 differential. Okay? So what does that $102 equate to? Now, in order to finance the same amount of payment, the same payment, it's now financed on 227 at 3.5, has got like a 1,020 payment instead of 1,122. So you have to decrease your financing, your borrowing power, by $23,000, which means you can't qualify to buy that home anymore, especially if you're on the fringe, which a lot of our listeners were pushing it as much as they could because of the lower rate. So that takes some people off, our listeners off of that list, to get in that line every 15 minutes to look at that house because you might not qualify for that home because you just lost $23,000 worth of borrowing power.
Right. So 1% of an increase in interest rate, we always tell people 1% is equal to 10% of purchase price. So from 250, now they're only qualified for 225.
That's right. Dave?
And when they get blown out of that first deal because the seller does take an offer 30 days in, now they're in higher prices in the very area because the prices are escalating.
Sure.
So it's a double whammy. Less buying power, and you're going to end up either overpaying for something or borrowing from relatives or something. It's two-edged. It's a double wham. They not only have less buying power, but now every month they're out, prices are going up.
Ron in Montgomery, you have a question about your credit. How can we help you?
Yeah, how do I freeze my credit?
You call up the credit agencies and tell them you want to freeze it. It's that simple.
What are the agencies?
TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax.
TransUnion?
Experian and Equifax.
Experian.
And Equifax.
Equifax.
Yes. If you go online and you type in how to freeze your credit, and I've got a sheet that I'll be more than happy to share with you and all the other listeners. I could email you after the show. Is that okay, Ron?
Sure.
All right. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Tell Sammy which one you'd like. Steve, this is for you. Charlie in Maple Park, welcome to the show.
Yes, I'm missing a 1099-S. I got one from my mother when she passed away, and we sold the property, and I inherited her share of the house. So now I'm trying to find out, is there some way of getting a new 1099-S? I already called up the company that was, I guess, the underwriter. Not the underwriter, but, for the closing. Who would that be?
Title company.
Okay, the title company. And they said that they didn't have one for me. They had one for my brother and one for my mother, but not for me.
Why wouldn't they have one for you?
I don't understand it because I'm thinking that what happened is the lawyer made up a copy to go ahead and show that it was being, sent directly from my mother to me.
It's always those,
you know,
damn,
what I'm saying.
It's always those damn lawyers.
Yes. So here's, if they're telling you don't need one, but you really do need one, and I don't know because I don't know the facts. So, but if they're then you could still report it on your income tax, and then and you should probably report it on your income tax, and then and explain it. And there's an explanation. You could put it in an explanation about why you don't have the document, but I still included it. So you could still include it.
Well, I'm planning on including the information. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if there was some way I could get a hard copy of it.
If you can't, I mean, if you already called the people and they won't give you one, there's not really too much you can make them do, you know.
We got to take a quick break. Thanks for calling in, Charlie. Tell the boys what type of Mr. Floor cleaning product you would like. I'd also call the title company and go back to the title company if you're having trouble with the title company. Give me a call during the week, 855-56-DAVID. I'll see what I could do to help you. Mm-hmm. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. The phone line, the text line, the picture line are open. 312-981-7200, which is sponsored by the fine people at MegaPros. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to take care of the calls. I'm going to go to the break, come back with Stephen A. Leahy and David Schluter, two attorneys. Set your alarm clocks for that. 312-981-7200.
Hey, free advice.
Yeah, you might want to start pumping the caffeine in now because, attorneys start talking real exciting stuff.
You got two of them in here.
I know, and they're sitting next to each other, which is kind of like magnetism. It kind of, the energy just doubles, actually quadruples. 312-981-7200.
Exponentially.
There you go. That was a big word. I was like exponentially. Five syllables. Dan, you got a question for Amy?
Yes, I do. I am in Forest Park. I'm in a 95-year-old frame house. Does need some work. I'm trying to find out best strategy of selling. Is this a hot market or not market?
Where's he at?
Forest Park.
Forest Park, okay.
Yes, if I were you, I would get a licensed realtor out there to give you a value more than likely. The nice thing is you actually would probably work well also for an investor. So you've got a couple of different buying groups who may be interested in your property. So I would absolutely get a realtor out there right now to show you how many days the properties are on market and how much inventory is out there. Because chances are if you want the most amount of money, you're probably going to want to go right now.
All right, Danny?
Yeah. Amy, what is your number?
847-877-9881.
We're going to put you on hold, Dan, and Sammy will pick you up. Tell Sam which Mr. Floor cleaning product you would like. There are a number of different Mr. Floor cleaning products. And if you go to MrFloor.com, type in WGN, and it's your first order, you will get a discount on that order. Kay in Villa Park, how are you? Kay.
Oh, hi.
Oh, yeah. Hoo-yah.
Yeah.
Welcome.
You know what I'm calling? My husband and I are buying a condominium.
Okay.
But we want our son to live there. Our son is a little developmentally delayed.
Okay.
We would be putting it into a special needs trust for him.
Sure.
The condo building is saying that they don't allow rentals.
It's not a rental.
So he would not be considered a rental.
It's not a rental. You're buying it for your son who has challenges. You're not taking rent from your son. That's your home. That's basically allowed under lending laws. We could finance it as your primary residence or as a primary residence for your son, right? You could put your son on the mortgage and you could be the non-occupying co-borrower and he owns the condo.
Well, we're paying cash for the condo.
Okay.
And he was in a condo before, and then they went through deconversion.
Sure.
It was like a hostile takeover.
Sure.
So he's back home, but we found a condo that would be great for him. And
it's not an investment property.
I'm sorry?
It is not. Amy, would you agree?
You are 100% correct.
Dave Schluter?
It's a family home. It's a second family home.
It's not considered an investment property. So you have no problems with the condo on that situation.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
All right. I would, though, have a... Do you have a real estate attorney representing you?
Yes, and I have a special needs attorney who's telling me not to put the condo in his name. Right. Have it in my husband and I, but he has the condo in a trust for my son.
Dave,
that's correct, because your son has an asset, and if he ever needed public benefits, he'd be blown out of the water if they knew he owned real estate. So please stay off of that option. Do not put him on the title.
Okay.
You feel good?
Great. Yes, that's good.
All right. You have hardwood floors in your house, Kay?
I do, and I love them.
All right. We're going to make you even love them even more, because we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Joe, you'd go with the hardwood floors, I think.
Only. Yeah, the rest of it, forget it. The hardwood floor cleaner is the best thing out there.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's go out to Rudy in Willow Springs. How are you, Rudy?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
Pretty good. In-laws have 80 acres out in Colorado. They're going to give the wife and I a slice of it to build our home in about 3 years. What's the procedures to get it, you know, divided up and put it to our name, that piece of property,
other than a
surveyor to tell you how much you're going to take?
Dave?
Yeah, they're going to have to create new legal descriptions done by somebody in Colorado, and then they also will issue parcel numbers for the new real estate tax bill that, as it's in Cook County, we call it a subdivision, and a lot of people get confused because they go, I'm not building five homes. In Illinois, we call it when you get new tax parcel numbers assigned, which you should have if they're really going to spin it off. And then make sure you go to an accountant, both sides, to make sure when they, quote, give it to you, that your folks do a filing against their one-time life, $1 million gift cap, so that they don't end up paying at 40% gift tax on everything over 30 grand. So just be very careful. Have them get an accountant. That's the first step. You can always deal with the county out there in Colorado.
And ask them if they want to adopt a 54-year-old Jewish guy with kids. All right?
Sounds great. So the first step would see the accountant first?
Yes.
And the second part, a lawyer?
No, well, a lawyer out in Colorado who knows the county where the property is. They're going to get it done. It may take longer than you think, but they basically chop it up, and then a surveyor comes, and instead of saying Lot 3, it's going to say the east 500 yards of Lot 3, and then the next guy is going to be...
I understand.
Yeah, and then they give new tax bill numbers.
All right, Rudy.
Sounds great. Sounds good. Hey, David, do you have somebody that does HELOC? Could you do HELOCs here for a property in Colorado?
Yes, I've got guys that do HELOCs. We do HELOCs against financing that we're already having in process. Our HELOCs, standalone HELOCs, there are a number of different banks that I have relationships with that could do them a lot faster at a lot much better, at a lot lower rate than I can, that I will introduce you to, Rudy. So you're all squared away to do what you need to do. Hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Joe?
I got a question, Dave. At what point does it become a subdivision? If he had 80 acres...
No, my word subdivision was for a word of... That's what they call it. It's a weird thing in Illinois. They call getting two more tax numbers a subdivision. There's actually three guys in Cook County who do it for the county. When you put that in saying, I want to go from one PIN number to three, they call it a subdivision. It's not like a home development, though. It's just a unique word. It's a double word. It means a home builder who builds tract homes, that's a subdivision, but also this happens to be an anomaly that they call it a subdivision.
Okay. All right, that music means we've got to hit a break. We got Frank in Naperville coming out of the break. Teresa, also in Naperville coming out of the break. 1992 home. Mom recently passed away, wants to sell the home. Very sad. Sorry for your loss. We're going to help you and all the other listeners after the break. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720, WGN. Be a big shot, did you?
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, we're going to do some calls. We're going to do some texts. Then we're going to get to Dave. We're going to get to Stephen A. Leahy.
Well, technology's text.
I am. So like, I know you're itching to go.
Like an hour and a half.
I know. Relax. It's all right. Take it easy.
Well, I'm just saying.
I know you've been gone for 90 days. I got it under control.
All right, seven, this guy agrees with me.
Real
about,
talk.
This guy agrees with me about we say the phone numbers too much.
Great.
Did you read that?
Yeah, I read that.
I like when people agree with me.
Okay, 708, Amy.
Doesn't happen very often.
I get it.
At home, never.
I'm not at home right now, David. And I'm telling you this. I agree. You guys give out the numbers a lot on this show.
Hey, Dave, look up flights back to Mexico. 708, Realtor Amy, the legal description for my property is incorrect. For you too, Dave. The METES and bounds, the meets and bounds?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, new word for me. The meets and bounds description says northwest and should be northeast. It is incorrect on the deed. Do I need to get this fixed? David H. Schluter.
Yes, you can re-record the deed at the county, make the correction, and then you have a cover sheet. This deed is being re-recorded to correct a typographical error in the legal description. You will have to pay a recording fee, but you won't have to pay transfer stamps.
Easy fix.
Excuse me, Dave. Do we need a surveyor to do that?
No, because it's just a typo. He knows what it should be.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Scribner's error.
Yes.
All right. The two attorneys are like high-fiving each other.
Oh, no, look at that.
He's right.
Scribner's error.
Cook County has a Scribner error affidavit. You're right.
Remember back in the day in law school, Dave, when we were talking about Scribner errors? I never thought we'd bring it up on the radio. Isn't that crazy?
No, I've talked about it on the radio before.
Scribner's errors.
You never have said Scribner in my presence.
It's a Scribner's.
It's a V. Scribner.
Scribner's. I'm going to get a text. Scribner. You don't even know how to say Realtor either. You don't know Scribner.
Scribner.
That's right. And the over-under on Scribner on today's show was 11 o'clock. So if you took before 11, you lose. If you took after 11,
somebody
cash your ticket.
Going to say Scribner?
Scribner. That's the word that pays. 815, I agree you guys do give out the phone numbers a lot. Love your show. Thank you for listening. 630, here's a picture of the before and after kitchen. Wow, is that a beautiful picture, Joe?
Well, the kitchen afterwards looks awesome. And really, I do remember.
Right, this about a year and a half ago.
Sent pick in that picture of the sliding glass door, and what a mess. So I guess I would be interested. You did that by yourself, which is incredible.
Right.
All the coordination, how much did you spend on that? I would love more information to know.
It's a great picture.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if Ashley could figure out and put it up on Home Sweet Home Chicago's Facebook page so our listeners can view it, that would be kind of cool.
No, that's they're my competition now.
Okay,
let's eat this
hilarious.
Picture. Eat this picture.
Wait until Joe goes back to Mexico in December, then we'll post that. Then 847, love your show. I think it was Amy on 3 weeks ago. Didn't want to call in next week because your guest shows on healthcare workers. I don't know what that means. My question is this: I sold my home in Highland Park in August of 2020. That's when we closed on my home, Amy.
Correct.
And I could tell you, at August 2020, things were on fire.
Yep.
Nuclear hot back then.
Yep.
I paid $740 in 2015, put 100 G's into it. My home only sold for $575, sold it to the first buyer. There were dozens of interest. Did I get ripped off, Amy Kay?
Well, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. Right.
No, but it sounds low, right?
It does a bit. I don't know any extenuating circumstances.
Oh.
I mean, Dave, your house actually sold for more than that.
Yes.
So that market has been moving. So I don't know. I don't know what the entire story is to know. Yet today I would say, you'd want to be careful about, who brought the buyer and those kinds of things. I don't know.
Dave?
Yeah, and if it's a question like, do you have a case or anything, you were a party to a contract and you were not forced to sign the contract, you could have held out for the higher buyer. So please don't lawyer shop about that unless there was something super sinister, like the agent really did represent the buyer and you and never told you or something like that.
All right, 847, another comment about my realtor pronunciation. Get over it. 630, is there a rule of thumb if you want to put down more towards principal on your mortgage, how quickly can you pay the mortgage down or off? The rule of thumb is if you make one-tenth the payment, which is an extra payment every single year, you'll knock about 7 years off a 30-year fixed loan. I have an amortization schedule. I'll be more than happy to send to all of our listeners. All you have to do is send me an email, david@56david, and I'll be more than happy to share my amortization schedule that you could run numbers until your fingers fall off.
Explain what you said, though. So one-tenth of the payment every month?
Yeah. So if you're...
buys you off 7 years.
If you have a $1,200 payment and you send an extra $100 a month over 12 months, you're making an extra mortgage payment a year, you eliminate, on average, 7 years off your mortgage.
Nice.
It's that simple. Realtor and veteran spelled wrong. Go to your cell phone. Put in... Realtor, I mean, everybody's is hung up on this realtor.
It's got to be COVID.
I would trust Amy. How do you say it?
Realtor. Two syllables.
There
Realtor.
You go. Okay. Experian just charged me $815, $25 that I didn't know about. At least I could cancel it. Looks like I have Equifax. My husband's helping me. I don't know what that is, but okay. David Hochberg, I've been trying to pay my car loan off sooner, so I've been making larger payments than required. In checking my last four statements, I noticed that not all the overpayment has been put towards the principal. Don't know what to do. Gail in Orland, you have to call the company and let them know what you're doing to make sure they're applying that extra payment. Same thing happens on a mortgage.
Yeah, they could send two separate checks, too, or two separate online, and note it in the online principal reduction.
Principal reduction.
Or send a second check that says principal. But there's something wrong. I'd go to the dealer. Yeah,
where else would it go?
Yeah.
Go to some holder?
No.
And mortgages, they put them in a suspense account.
They put it into an escrow account. For example, your mortgage payment's $1,000. You send in $1,500 because you want that extra $500 applied towards the principal. What they do is they apply the $1,000, they got the $500, they're putting it into a escrow account until they get the next month's check of $1,500, and then they've got the payment, and then they're paying you ahead instead of paying you down.
But that's a mortgage, and they have someplace else to put the money. In a car loan, where are they going to put the money?
You need to express your feelings with your servicer who is servicing your loan, no matter what that loan is. We're going to get back to Teresa in Naperville. We got Irene and Frank. We're going to get to Dave and Steve. I promise you, you are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Phone, text, and...
How long is this show?
3 hours.
Until 1 o'clock today.
Until 1 o'clock today, is that
yes.
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is, I think, 11, where you were in Mexico. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're going to help out our good friend, Teresa Naperville. How are you, Teresa?
Hi, good morning.
Sorry for your loss, my friend.
It's been a while, but I could use some help right now.
Sure, what's going on?
Well, Mother and I bought a home in 1992. And since then, I've paid the taxes and the mortgage and everything else. But her name is still on everything.
Okay.
And I want to sell the house this year, and I don't know if I'm going to have any trouble with that, if there's anything I have to do ahead of time.
Legal question, Mr. Schluter.
Yeah, there's, and if the co-owner has passed away, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're going to, when you have your real estate attorney, which I'd be happy to handle that for you on a flat fee, you're going to have one extra recording charge, and it's called a joint tenancy affidavit. And what it says is that this person is not at the closing because they've passed away, and we attach a death certificate. We cross out their social so that nobody starts abusing that, and we attach that death certificate to that affidavit, and you do not need to do it now. You can do it at the time you go under contract.
Okay, great. We bought the home in joint tenancy.
Yeah. And what this affidavit does, it says, here's why the other joint tenant is not at the closing. So it's about $100 additional to the county to just attach that with the deed so that the title company knows why they're not on the contract and why they're not at the closing.
Makes sense?
Well, I didn't want to get to the point of closing and then have some stumbling blocks. So,
yeah, any lawyer who does real estate like I do will know how to handle that when you come to hire them. You can sign a listing agreement with Amy, and you can go ahead and sell, and at the time they go to the lawyer for the closing, the lawyer will have that sitting right there. Just don't give away her last death certificate.
Yeah.
I have a stack.
I know you do, but just don't give away the last one.
All righty. Thanks so much.
No problem.
Hang tight for Mr. Floor Cleaning Product, Teresa, and thanks for calling and sharing your story. Frank in Naperville, how are you?
Good. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Love your show.
Thank you.
This should be a short answer. I just sold the property, and I was a resident in a townhome community, and that community was managed by a HOA. Over the past 20 years, I had given them $25,000 in homeowners association fees. When I sold the property, and this kind of hit me like a ton of bricks, I didn't know that upon leaving the townhome community, the homeowners association hit me for $650, and they said that was for transcripts for leaving the townhome association. Was I robbed and nobody used a gun, or what happened here?
Dave?
No, your attorney had to get a packet from the association stating that you were a good customer. You knew you were, but the title company and the buyer don't want to walk into a log jam and pay your back assessments. So they do that. They give them a copy of the rules. They prepare a letter for the title company, and they also give a disclosure about whether there's any upcoming special assessments. Feel fortunate. I had one last week that was $1,000 on an $80,000 condo, but you can't get around it. You wouldn't have been able to clear title without that packet from that association. So it's weird. They do recoup a lot of their costs through those, but there's no negotiating.
And to make you feel better, Frank, we're going to send you a Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning product or any cleaning product of your choice. Thanks for sharing your horrible story with us. But our listeners need to know, if you're moving out of condos and townhouses, Amy, there's fees to get in and there's fees to get out.
Yep.
And our listeners don't know a lot about that unless they listen to our show.
Had a downtown property, investor was going to stay, or the tenant was going to stay. My guy just was buying it for passive investment. There was a 750 move out and a 750 move in, and nobody ever left the place.
And there's no way around.
No, with two lawyers, we jumped on a call. They go, hey, we can do it. It's in the declaration. It doesn't have an exception for tenant property.
So, that's why people love attorneys, because they're so flexible when common sense comes into play.
Well, the association sure
was. I'm looking at both of you. 312-981-7200.
It's called an agreement.
It's common sense. Listen, I understand there's an agreement, all right? And don't give me your no, I went to law school crap. Here's common sense. David Hockman from the streets with the 18 with the ACT three times, all right? I got 36 after the, twice I took it twice, and the sum was 36. So I'm not as smart as you guys, all right? So here's the deal. I understand you got agreements, but the guy didn't flip and move.
I understand, but if you don't
pay, you got to pay. You got to pay. It wasn't the lawyers.
It is. You're right.
It was the association.
The attorney agrees He's with right. the attorney. Yeah. We're going to charge you $200 an hour.
A gang.
$200? What are you going to cut my pay?
A gang of attorneys.
David, when you applied to Northern, did you put in the cumulative score? Did you add them up on your application?
Here, counselor, let's not go back all that time. I got in, I got out, and I'm pretty damn successful.
But
so back off.
How fast you put the two together really scared me.
David Schluter, if there's more than one goose, it's a gaggle of geese. Is that correct?
Well, I'd have to Google it.
All right. So if there's more than one attorney, what is that called?
Friendship.
Automatic friendship.
It's called a bar meeting.
Right. And they charge $500 for that. 312-9817. And somebody's paying for it, not them. 312-9817-200. Irene in Lake Zurich, how are you?
Hi, thank you.
How can we help you?
Okay. We live in Lake Zurich, and we're thinking of selling our house and retiring and moving out to Chandler, Arizona.
Nice.
Even the new developments here or in Arizona are taking about 7 to 8 months. What I'm concerned about is about the interest rate going up. We're retired, and is that a smart move to go ahead and wait 7-8 months and take a chance on that, or should we just buy something a few years old and grab the rate that's out there right now?
Here, I've got as much control over interest rates, and you have as much control over interest rates as Amy and Joe do. We're not going to bring the attorneys in because they'll charge us a $500 for their opinion. All right. Who knows where rates are going to be? Okay.
Right.
Historically, they're relatively low. Okay. If you really, really, really want to buy that new place because it's all shiny and new and get you everything that you want, then wait for it. Right. If there's a place that you want to buy now, personally, I'm not buying a home to take advantage of low interest rates. That's just me personally. How much do you owe on your place in Lake Zurich?
Not that much, and we're going to be putting it up for sale in the next few weeks.
How much do we owe?
Oh, we owe about $100,000.
$100,000. What's it worth? $350,000, $400,000?
It's worth about $450. We live in a nice development in here.
All right. And when you buy that place down in Chandler, Arizona, what are you going to pay for it?
Probably the houses are going that we're looking at are five something.
All right.
But we'll probably put about $300,000 down.
So if you put $300,000 down on a $500,000 home, your mortgage payment's going to be around $1,000. If they go up a little bit, I just showed you the example, right? If they go up three quarters of a point on a $200,000 loan, it's like $100 a month. Okay. How old are you?
70.
God bless you. You made it this long. You really want that new place down in Chandler. I think that's where you're going. Would you agree with that statement?
Yes.
All right. Is it worth it to you to pay $100 more if the rates go up that you have no control over in 7 months to get the place that you really want to live the rest of your life in?
I think so, and so does my husband.
Well, it doesn't matter what he wants. He's going to do whatever you want because he's worn out and he's exhausted.
But he agreed.
Well, yeah, but he agreed. But she'll change her mind, which is fine. It doesn't matter what he wants. He'll just stay in the wake because he doesn't want to screw anything up.
I get it.
Go ahead.
In going to interest rates, let me tell you something. I remember back in 2015, I believe, they hiked interest rates very quickly, high. That market stalled so quick, they turned around 6 months later and dropped them again. So they're very conscious of what an interest rate hike does, and they will alter it if they see it stall the market too much. They need this economy moving.
Irene, you're 70 years old. God bless you. Hold out for the new construction and get what you want, sweetheart, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to take care of you with some Mr. Floor cleaning products.
That was good advice. I like this radio show.
That was one of the best answers, David. We've been together over 10 years.
That was the best.
That was one of the best answers you've ever
given. Joe Brand,
you were confident. You looked like you knew what you were talking about.
I'm waiting for Joe Brand's critique after this break. 312-981-7200.
I'll give it to you right now.
I'm sure you will. But we're going to a break. I got traffic news, and you're up here with some sports. So get ready, buddy. It's coming to you. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
To Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. Stephen A. Leahy, bankruptcy and real estate. We have a listener whose mom called into the show, owned a piece of property at 123 Apple Lane. Sold the property on 123 Apple Lane. At 123 Apple Lane went into foreclosure. There was a first and second at 123 Apple Lane. They went into foreclosure. They filed bankruptcy. Then they built a home at 123 Watermelon Lane. Because I love watermelon. Seedless, preferably, because I don't like dealing with the pits.
So I don't want to interrupt you, but I'd say they bought the home first. And before, and that's they had the both properties. So they owned both properties. And then...
Hang on. Okay. They took out a HELOC on 123 Apple Lane to build the property on 123 Watermelon Lane. Because the wife is a school teacher, the husband's a carpenter, so he's a tradesman. And he had guys in the business that could help him build his home. So he built his home while he lived at 123 Apple on 123 Watermelon. Then 07-08 happens. And what happened 07-08, Amy? We had an absolute blitzkrieg in the real estate market. Carpenters stopped being carpenters because nobody was hiring anybody. He lost his job. Home on 123, Apple went into foreclosure. They filed bankruptcy. Home at 123, Watermelon was already done, but they owned two mortgages on 123 Apple, a first and a second. The second was not discharged in the bankruptcy.
Well, here's what happened.
What happened?
Because before they filed bankruptcy, the second mortgage company went and got a judgment against them. Mm-hmm. So there was a judgment. So it really didn't have any much to do with the second mortgage because it could have been anything. It could have been any kind of debt that I have that they get a judgment against me. Right. And once they get a judgment against me, they can collect on that judgment. And when you file bankruptcy, the judgments are discharged as it pertains to you personally, so they can't go after my wages, they can't go after my bank account. But they can still, as we've discovered, go after assets that you had at the time you filed. And this is happening a lot especially with second mortgages, dormant second mortgages for people that went into foreclosure in 08, 09. 11,
which a lot of our listeners did.
A lot of people did. And a lot of people had a second mortgage, and they just it just kind of went away, they think.
Never really went away.
It doesn't go away. The second mortgage is still there. And now, with the increase in value, there's equity in these properties. And you've been paying down the equity anyway in the mortgage. So now there's equity in these homes, and these dormant second mortgages are coming out of the woodwork now and starting to collect on them. And people say, I don't owe you. It's been 10 years. There's got to be some statute. And there isn't a statute because they have a lien on the property. It's true. The way to get a judgment lien off in bankruptcy, you have to bring a motion to avoid that judgment. And it's an extra step in the bankruptcy. It doesn't happen very often. You know, people don't do it. And that's what happens here. And then, and because they didn't take that extra step, that judgment survived in rem against the property, so they can still go after your property.
So the owner of the home that's now worth a lot more than it was and what they thought about,
that's right,
now has two options. They either negotiate a settlement with the attorney representing the secondary lien holder, right?
Yep.
Or they don't pay it, and then they run the risk of having the secondary lien holder, who now knows they have equity in their home, doing what?
Filing a foreclosure case against them.
They can foreclose
on the judgment lien. Yeah.
And they could get thrown out of their home.
They can.
Because they could force the sale of that home.
They can. I've never seen a judicial foreclosure, but legally, you can. They can do it. And they have done, you know, they do happen. I've just never come across one.
Dave?
I had a client who defaulted on his restaurant loan, personal guarantee, and they foreclosed on his residence. So Stephen's 100% correct. They're foreclosing on a judgment. It didn't matter at this point whether it was a house problem or a car loan. Mm-hmm. It's the money judgment, and that, in fact, is attaching to anything they have now with equity.
So. If you were representing those listeners, what would you have done differently than their previous?
You need to bring a motion to avoid the judgment in the bank. It's a routine motion.
But their bankruptcy attorney did not do that.
Did not do that.
Which put these owners of 123 Watermelon Lane in a very precarious situation.
And of course, it took 10 years to come to light.
Right.
Right? Because they didn't have any money in any property for 10 years. But 10 years later, and you think that it's gone. I'm getting this a lot with these dormant second mortgages all over Chicago with these. And most people, when you get a home, when you got a loan modification back in 08, most people, what it turned out is you're just renting that home. You're never going to own it, especially if you had a second mortgage. It's not going to go away. There were ways to do it, and if you do a Chapter 13, if you're under back then, we did a lot of that to avoid mortgages then. But now there's so much equity in homes, it's hard to get out of it.
But if you were representing these listeners, mm-hmm. this would not be a challenge 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Because that second would have been included in the bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
It was included. Because they're no longer obligated. That's what people don't understand. Like, it's the same thing with your home. When you file a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, you're discharged of the loan on your home. So you don't owe it personally. But if you don't pay it, they'll foreclose.
Right.
So you could still pay it, but you're not personally obligated to pay it. Okay, unless you reaffirm the debt. And that's another step.
Story.
And that's just another contract where you reestablish the obligation that you're going to be obligated to pay this. And if you don't, then I will be personally obligated.
So the only way that these listeners can get out of their 6.5% 30-year fixed loan that they have with Quicken Loans right now is by paying off and settling up with the secondary lender that has a judgment against them.
Because the secondary lender went and revived the judgment.
That's what they did.
That's so, and this, that's what we talked about earlier, right? That reviving the judgment now is an in rem. And I would say that they would they're taking action. So I would think that if it comes down to foreclosure, that's what they're going to do. And so I wouldn't risk not doing it, you know, at this time.
So they got to settle up, or else the secondary lender, who now knows they have equity in their home, mm-hmm. can now foreclose on the home to get their money, which they have 150% legal right to do.
That's right.
And both attorneys are sitting there going, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. We're just going to throw these people out of their home.
I didn't say there's nothing wrong with it.
It's an agreement.
So I represent people in foreclosures, okay? So I fight it all the time. I get it. But But so it's not. It doesn't matter if I agree or not. That's what the law provides.
That's the law.
That's what the
right.
law provides.
And that's an agreement, right, Joe? That's
Excuse me, Steve. But you know that this judgment is out there, right? Whether it be a lien on the like, it's not sneaking up on you.
No, but most people believe after they file bankruptcy, it's gone.
But you would know if it's on there, though.
I mean, generally, you know.
Right.
Generally.
The only way you would know is if you go to refinance and you find out that there's a judgment against you that's blocking you. It wasn't on their credit report.
A lot of people don't know that there's judgments against them.
It's not on the credit report. Huh. It's on the title of the 123
because they don't owe it. Right, that's been discharged of bankruptcy, so they don't owe it.
It attached to their new real estate, not themselves personally.
It's on 123. It's on the property, 123 Watermelon. Mm. So I hope everybody learned a little something from that. Yeah. And I wish it was watermelon season. I am hungry for some water. I get my
mouth. That didn't help the story by throwing that watermelon thing in there.
Watermelon helps everything,
I know,
Joe.
No, it didn't.
Joe, watermelon is a universal fruit.
Your story was confusing already.
No, it's
and
not.
Then you threw the.
All right, we're going to turn your mic off. Watermelon is the absolute best fruit on the planet. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for the texter that's looking for a duct cleaning company called Dykstra Home Services. 1-800-421-3220. 1-800-421-3220. Well, a special shout out to John Hansen. You know him, Joe.
I do. I like him. He's better than you.
I know he is. In a lot of ways.
In a lot of ways. No, just on the radio.
He's got other special talents that I don't have, but I could do mortgages.
He's like a professional radio guy.
Yeah, he's a professional broadcaster, which means he's a lot better than me in a lot of ways.
In broadcasting, he couldn't do a mortgage to save his life.
Right. We know that. And I could barely do a radio show. 312-981-7200. 773 David Schluter. I want to create a will and trust and transfer my house into the trust so it is easily transferred to my children. I use the product by Susie Orman. And my question is, do I need to notarize and how do I go about having the title changed to trust's name?
Yeah, there's a new deed that has to be done from yourself personally to yourself as trustee of your trust. But I would say go ahead and spend the money and have someone review what you've done. I know that it's not just the lawyers trying to get money, but doing stuff on your own, that's why there are lawyers. And if it does go wrong, I hate to have your family have to go to probate after you're gone. You won't know it because you'll be dead, but they're going to be angry at you for having to spend $5,000. So have somebody look at it and also have a lawyer prepare that deed. Don't do the deed yourself.
815, do I need a lawyer to add my new husband to my home deed?
Again, I would recommend it's not a legal proceeding, but real estate lawyers do prepare deeds. And I would recommend you do that. It shouldn't be more than a couple $100 plus the recording fee to your county. Don't do it yourself. I'm not saying it to protect the Bar Association. It's just because, like that person earlier who has the typo on their deed an hour ago, you don't want to have that. And then if it's wrong, you got somebody to be mad at. So, yeah, don't do it yourself.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and picture line. You want to talk about a challenge that a listener called you about during a walkthrough. Amy, what is a walkthrough?
24 to 48 hours prior to closing, you're walking through the property to make certain that it's in the same condition in which you made the offer.
And you probably would want to flush toilets and turn on lights to make sure all the mechanicals are working.
Check the appliances.
Check the appliances, run the dishwasher.
Run the furnace, run the air.
And in this challenge that you had from a listener, the seller turned off the mechanicals.
Yeah, what they did was the seller called in termination of service on NICOR and ComEd. A friend of the show comment, but dark city, nothing's on. And they said, we're not closing. We need to see it in the condition it was. You can't test anything without electricity. You can maybe turn a faucet on. And a hot water heater will actually work if there's gas. But in this case, everything was SOL. And they had a delay closing. People who are selling your house, do your buyers a favor. Call in final readings. Do not call in termination of service. A bill will be printed electronically through the date of your closing. The buyer will call in their own information, but if there's any gap, in this case, they turned it off, we found out, 2 days before. Thank God it wasn't a sump pump rain or something. I've seen that happen where they call it in and there's a storm.
I'll tell you what, Amy, broken pipes, because it was up until about 2 weeks ago, actually 2 nights ago.
6 degrees, yeah.
It was still below freezing out. and how many unattended, unlivable house, how many empty houses do you have? Type of challenges with pipes breaking. We, you know, look down to Texas to see what's going on there,
right.
And they're living in the house. If you have freezing temperatures, it could be a major problem with burst pipes.
Yeah, and if you could yield me some time, Dave, in my slot today, I do want to let the people know who called me in Downers Grove about a driveway that they had gotten by for years with just doing real professional caulking of the cracks between the pieces of the driveway. And in 1 week, the thing dropped like an earthquake. And Roy Spencer was nice enough, 9 o'clock last night, I sent him the pictures to say that they are going to come out and give a quote to you guys at no charge. They have a 100-year foam injected product that actually can lift that. If you think it's too much, then we also have Andreas Concrete if you want to change out a couple squares. But I want to give a shout out to Roy for after hours after I sent him the pictures.
I did respond as well.
You did. You told me to go to bed.
No, I said you can sleep really good now. So Roy, of course, he's Johnny on the spot, you know, and he's like leveling concrete.
I really appreciated your text. I did. In fact, I was going to call my realtor right afterwards.
Your realtor?
Yeah.
Do you have one? But no, I responded. I said, it's good to sleep good.
Yes.
Because now you had your answer and Roy's got your back.
But my friends out there in Downers Grove who called, so we'll get you connected with PermaSeal. They're going to give you a free estimate. I actually use the same product on my stoop. My house is 60 years old, and Roy's crew lifted the stoop like 3 inches. It's perfect now. So
847, can you explain why closing costs are so high and condition in which, and then you got cut off. So if you could please resend your facts, your text to the MegaPros call, text, and phone line, and photo line, that would be great. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Amy, how many times do you see that, like Dave's experience? The seller moves out, for whatever reason. They want to cut the utility off because they don't want to pay an extra day of electric. They don't want to pay an extra day of the water. They don't want to pay an extra day of gas. And the new owners don't own the home yet, so they're not going to switch the utilities over to Tom Smith after Mr. and Mrs. McGillicuddy moved out and the Smiths are moving in, okay, until the Smiths are in there for obvious reasons. How many times as a professional realtor and you and your team do you experience that type of situation?
It definitely happens. And another issue is the closing may have been delayed for some other reason, and they went and shut them off prior. So we recommend to our sellers, when you get the call that you closed, call the companies right then and shut them off at that point, because you may be another day, two, and maybe a week, God forbid, but things happen. So they should wait. They know they can shut them off that day.
My staff, who are the greatest handholders people in the world, and our clients, they all get an email and a call. Well, let's say the closing package got lost or something, and we lose 2 days. My staff is great. They call all of our sellers and email, call back NICOR, call back ComEd, and they don't mind. It takes 10 minutes, but they're glad to hear it stays on. They don't want any bad press either.
Well, and the other thing, it could impact your rate lock on the loan that you have, which means you have to put an extension on it, which, of course, everybody doesn't want to pay for it, and they expect the lender to eat the lock extension because the lock's only good through a certain number of days. So there's a lot of balls in the air that are impacted by one simple instance of them shutting the utilities off could impact a ton of things down the line, especially if it's at the end of the month. Hang on, I'm going to bring Cheryl up, but she's like cleaning pans there or something. You know, especially if it's at the end of the month and the title companies are backed up. It's like 5 o'clock at O'Hare in a snowstorm. Okay, it's tough to find a landing spot to close the loan.
Correct.
So a lot of things go into it. It's not just cut and dry. Cheryl out in Frankfurt, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you guys?
Great. We have 2 minutes before the break, so get your question out as quick as you can, my friend.
Okay, and I will. First of all, I got to tell you guys, I actually love listening. You are the most chauvinistic group I've ever listened to, but I just love listening, and I listen every week, and I learn so much. And also, thank you for all your help with the first responders and taking care of the small businesses. So here's what's going on. My mom passed away 5 years ago. She owned her townhouse free and clear. It's in Will County. It's titled in her personal trust. Not a land trust, her personal trust, and I am the trustee of the trust. My brother currently lives there, and and that's wonderful. He owns 2/3 of it through how everything panned out with when she passed, and I own 1/3. So if it's in her trust and I'm the trustee of the trust, I want to know to make sure that if something happens to either one of us, that our heirs get either the two-thirds or the one-third.
You have 45 seconds.
Yeah, you can convey it into, if you want to not sell right away because he lives there, he can do a two-thirds trust that dictates his two-thirds. You can do a one-third trust that dictates yours, or you can form a joint trust and have it pass. You just want to just not have a dead end at your death. So we'll be happy to take a call, and you can check SchluterLawOffice.com. Or you could call me at 630-285-5300. Your brother is able to get around and everything. He doesn't have disabilities or anything.
No, I cut her off because we got to go to a break.
Okay.
All right. You hear the music.
Dave, that's what this means. When
wrap it up. I'm rolling around.
Well,
like,
we'll come back and I'll give her my number.
312-91. You are listening home to Home Chicago. We got the first responder spotlight. Buffalo Grove Fire Department. Great call. Cheryl, hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. 312-981-7200. That's AmericaPro's call, text, and photo line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jim in Orland Park, how are you?
I'm a long-time listener.
How old are you, Jim?
I'm 68.
Have you applied for your senior tax exemption and freeze and all that stuff?
I can't get a freeze. I make $1,000 too much.
All right. Well, that sucks. Is that combined income or is that for single individual? Is that housing income?
That's combined. That's the housing.
Well, have, bring on another wife and knock it down. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Have more kids, right?
Wow.
I'm glad I was able to make him happy, right?
I think you need to stick to giving financial advice. This family planning stuff, probably not your forte. 67. Have more kids, yeah.
Have more kids.
Those exemptions.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Thank you to Ernie, the production guru, for knocking that one out. I never seen him run that fast down the hall. He was all excited. So that was good. That was good. That's good advice.
Could you give him chicken wings?
Guy's 67 years old.
Have some more kids.
He wasn't hitting. It's no, a household exemption.
I get it. I'm glad I'm back here because you and Jeremy just had fun with it. I heard it.
Another kid.
Jeremy's like, well, five is a lot.
Yeah, five is a lot.
I'm going to go see Jeremy's kids tomorrow.
Because he has five.
Five of them.
Hey, God bless.
Is that crazy?
Yes. Today, crazy.
Yeah. Well, and they're all named
Certainly
E's.
For me. I would not.
They're all named what?
E's. Oh, so E's. All their names start with E's. So I just say, hey, Jared.
What?
Say Alan, Edie, Emma, Eleanor, and Evan, and Ethan.
That's six.
Because I threw Ellen in there. That's his wife.
Okay.
So Jeremy's the only J in the house. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, he is. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is the portion of the show where we spotlight first responders. And this is the portion of the show that we're going to spotlight the police chief of, the fire chief, sorry, chief, fire chief of Buffalo Grove, Mike Baker. How are you, Chief Baker?
Doing good, David. How are you?
I am tremendous. We're recognizing Fire Chief Mike Baker, Deputy Chief Bill Wagner, Battalion Chief Sean Collins, as well as the 57 firefighters and five civilian support staff of the Buffalo Grove Fire Department. You guys have had to adapt and do some different things during this COVID crisis that you've never had to do, Chief. You want to walk us through what changes that the firefighters and the fire professionals had to do to keep safe and to keep the residents safe of Buffalo Grove during these COVID times?
Certainly. It's obviously COVID was something that, this world has not seen in a very, very long time. And fortunately for the technology and the available personal protective equipment, you know, we've been able to kind of keep it at, where we could. As far as our people go, though, obviously you'd heard about the PPE shortages at the very beginning of this. The fire service is a very social organization. You know, we enjoy going out and serving the citizens. So quite honestly, one of the biggest impacts was having to kind of ramp that back as far as the amount of people that we would allow to go into a house, or, we had to curtail the fire station tours or any of that other public outreach that we had to do. But as far as the impact, it is part of what we do as far as our training, as far as any kind of potential, biomedical issues that we may have. And our people did a phenomenal job stepping up, making sure that the service level remained high as our citizens expect and as we, try to deliver on a daily basis.
Well, I just want to applaud to all the firefighters and EMTs out there, especially when the lights are on and the sirens are going and you're the jackhole that's trying to cut the firefighter off. Listen, knucklehead, you could be the one in the back of that meat wagon that they're going to be coming picking up one of these days. When you see the when you see the lights and you hear the sirens, just pull over to the right and let these emergency vehicles pass. I just don't understand these knuckleheads. I mean, I'm pulling over. If I see it, a mile down the road, I'm pulling over. I can't say it on the radio, but these fine people that are driving past me to go up another 100 feet in order to pull over to get ahead of me. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you? You got an emergency vehicle coming. Back the hell off and pull to the side and let them do their jobs.
Are you okay?
I'm not okay. It gets me fired up, as you can tell.
Relax.
So here, I'll tell you what I miss, Chief. I'm a touch the truck guy. So, and I'm a killer for touch the truck.
What?
He knows what, Chief. You know what I'm talking about. In Northbrook, we have touch the truck where they bring out all the trucks, all the big, and then they invite all the kids out to climb in all the equipment.
The kids
and David, 54-year-old kid, and my touch the truck experience has been a little depleted over the past year because of COVID. I go around to all the different towns and touch as many trucks as I can. It's just something, and I push all the little kids out of the way. I'm like, I got to go first because I got to wipe it down. It's a safety thing.
You can come to Mega.
I know. I'm sure I can. So Chief, a lot of our listeners don't realize that your firefighters and all the firefighters pay for their own food. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And every once in a while, when I was on the line, and even now our guys still get those questions, they'll be shopping, and somebody will say, well, do we pay for your lunch or your dinner? No, they don't. Typically what will happen is they'll either go shopping that day, or if they decide ahead of time, somebody will be selected to be the cook for the day, and they'll go out and they'll go out to their local grocery store and buy the food and bring it in and prepare it.
And what we did for tonight, tomorrow, and Monday, because there's three shifts, 24 on, 48 off, and there's three shifts because I built my business on firefighters. I used to, if I did a loan for a firefighter, I'd make steak for the entire house, all three shifts, got to meet all the firefighters, and that's how I grew my business starting out. So we're bringing in, what are you, black, white, and yellow, or red, gold, and yellow? What are they in Buffalo Grove?
Yes, black, red, and gold are the three colors that we use to designate each of the three shifts.
And tonight, tomorrow night, and Monday night, Team Hochberg has bought food from Continental. Pete's on the line. Pete, you there, buddy?
I'm here.
How do you pronounce that screwed up last name of yours? Paniadu?
I think you do a better job pronouncing my last name the first time I was on the show, not today. Panayotu.
All right, back off.
Hochberg wouldn't even get close.
I got the Pete right, all right? So we just downed, I ordered chicken wings for 15 people, Pete, and everybody here devoured it. Now, Stephen A. Leahy is keeping Lent, and if I would have known Stephen wasn't going to be part of it, I would have ordered for 12 because he's a big eater.
And I am a big eater.
And he eats for three. Amy, these chicken wings, tell me, in your God's honest opinion, not the best chicken wings that you've ever had in your life.
They are delicious and very meaty. I'm always surprised because sometimes they end up being very skimpy. There is a ton of meat on here. And Pete, I remember you from years ago when we used to live in Buffalo Grove. We'd come Sunday mornings to you.
And I just want you to know, hold on, Pete. We've got a chicken wing snob here by the name of Joe Brand, okay? He's very critical. He's got a lot of advice for everybody. Put the windscreens on because you guys get excited.
It was good advice.
It was very good advice. So, but he's very picky with his chicken wings. So I had to tell him these are bionic chickens that Pete gets the chicken wings from, and he's an animal lover. So he's like, I have a trouble eating chicken wings and chicken legs because I feel bad for the chickens. But Pete, correct me if I'm wrong, these chickens have three wings and three legs, and they're walking around with crutches. Is that true?
You're absolutely right, yes. Jumbo chickens. Some of them become even with four legs.
Yeah, there you go. Joe, does that make you feel better? Joe Brent?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for the generous introduction of me. I'll say this. I was not expecting them to. They're a day old, but they taste delicious. We nuked them a little bit, and I was so impressed with how well they lasted. Even though you probably got them last night, they were fantastic. They were still delicious. Like Amy was saying earlier, very meaty, very, very, very good.
So Joe, I want you to know that Fire Chief Baker has three different facilities, And what we did was he has Firehouse 25, 26, 27. Am I right, Chief Baker?
Yep, that's right.
And what we did was we said, Pete, we got 16 hungry first responders. So what Pete did was he's going to make dinner for each of the three houses, break it down for 25, 26, 27. And 25, 26, 27 are going to eat comfortably tonight, tomorrow, and Monday night on Team Hochberg. And then I want to put the shout out real quick to everybody out there. When you see a fire truck in front of your grocery store, mm-hmm. those men and women are working for you. They are spending their own hard-earned money in that grocery store buying food so they could eat during that shift. Would be a nice idea if you picked up the threw a couple of bucks at it, or maybe dropped off, set it up with the lieutenant, or call the fire chief ahead of time and set up dropping some food off. Because Pete, how did that impact you when we bought food for the Buffalo Grove Police Department a couple of weeks back? What did that do to your business in January?
That's what I was going to say. First, I want to say thank you for having me on the show again. Your show is amazing. Actually, before I get up on the show, I was on the phone with my supplier. I have to buy more wings. Thank you very much. I'm like, I need wings on Sunday. He's like, I put delivery on Sunday. I'm like, I don't care. You make sure you bring me some. Thank you very much. Let's go to business. It's been amazing. Thank you very much, you know, to bring in any business, to bring it to the show. You have so many audience with people that can listen and, of course, respond right away. Our business, of course, we're struggling like any other restaurant. After the show, what we have back on January, and, of course, we open now inside, our business jumped overnight by 20%, 25%. It was the money we're looking for just to keep the restaurant flowing, not to sink it anymore. So thank you very much. Of course, it was a big order you gave us, you know, very generous the way you paid. Keep the service. It was amazing. Thank you very much. I wish you the best, and I hope we continue to do business. Now we're open inside. It's nice to see people come inside, sit down. You hear people laughing. You hear people talking. You hear the clink, clink on the dishes. Now, you don't have to eat out of the styrofoam box anymore. Finally, we can use a real fork, a real knife, a napkin. Sit down, interfere with your friends.
Look how excited he gets. People crying.
Today was amazing. This young man came in with five beautiful ladies. I'm like, oh, the lucky guy you are. He said to me, of course I'm lucky. I said, look at you. You got five so beautiful ladies with you. His name is Alex Borg. What happened through the 23andMe, they find out it was the son of this lady. She never met in her life. Her sisters and his nieces, so they decide to come to a restaurant. Well, of course, it's the best way to meet some people you never see in your life. They sit down, they eat. First, everybody was crying, hugging each other. And then the end, he was laughing, enjoyed the meal, they left. And it's actually all about it, but our business, to interfere with the community, to give a service and people to come in and sit down and relax after a long, busy day.
Great. Well, Chief, I'll tell you what. Your boys and girls there, your men and women, are going to enjoy a fine cooked meal from Continental. I want to thank you, Fire Chief Baker, for all that you do for the fine people of Buffalo Grove. And Pete, thank you. I went in there. He started crying. He said, what can I do for you? He's like, I want you to marry my daughters. I'm like, I got a wife. I'm good. He's like, take anyone you want. I'm like, I'm good.
No, but what a passionate guy.
Even he's very passionate.
The way he said, everybody's sitting down.
Let me tell you. That is what the restaurant's owners want.
Absolutely.
They want to hear the silverware clicking.
That's right.
They want to see the bus personnel
customers
cleaning the table.
Laughing, enjoying it.
Enjoying themselves. That's what it's all about. Police, Fire Chief Baker, thank you. Continental owner Pete, thank you. If you're out in that area, order food from Pete. He's a great guy. He supports the community. He's helping us take care of the firefighters in Buffalo Grove. And that was a spotlight this week. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Sally, thanks for hanging out for so long.
Oh, no problem. First of all, before I ask my question, I have to tell you, I love your sarcasm and all the fun you guys have with each other.
I don't know what she's talking about.
There you go.
We
got a 3-hour real estate show. If you don't have fun, you're driving into railroad embankments, and then you're suing WGN. Well, love of God, lighten up, folks.
Lighten up, Francis.
When I have you on Saturdays, I'm not only learning, I'm laughing. So thank you.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Thank you to Ernie for that one as well. He's a production manager here. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We promised these three callers that we would call them after we do the first responders because they were waiting on hold for so long. Joanne from Lake Zurich, how are you? How can we help you?
Good. I have a question. My mother had a will. She passed away last year. She had a will here in the United States, but she lived overseas and died overseas. There's some property that is in her name and my name. How complicated is it going to be to get this will, whatever the word is, put into probate because she was not a resident here anymore when she passed?
Does it matter the location of the death, David?
Yeah, because did she switch her legal address and everything and when she relocated out of the country? Was everything there? Okay. Yeah. So there's not going to be a dispute as long as you don't have any family members who are going to cause trouble. If there's any troublemakers, you can have the will. It can be actually recognized anywhere. It's just that you are going to have to get local counsel out in the county country she lived in. If you want to call me Monday or Tuesday, I can connect you. And what will happen is they'll either file it here and do what's called an exemplified will overseas. They ship it between the court systems. They don't let you take care of that. So they take it in custody, and then they have an inter-court process called exemplification. But what we're going to do is if you call me on Monday or Tuesday, we'll go ahead and start the process for you. And it's okay. The property that you need to take care of is out of the country also?
No, it's here in the United States.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, well, there's a way to do it. In fact, was it not in Illinois?
It was in Illinois.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's very good news. Okay. We will take care of that, and we may even be able to do everything in Illinois and just give the judge an affidavit that she didn't have any property to be handled in the. Did she buy a place in the other country?
No.
Okay, great. All right, we'll talk on Monday or Tuesday. They can give you the number. I can give it to you now. What do you want me to do, Dave?
Just give the number. Hang on. Go ahead, Joanne.
It's 630-285-5300.
You got another? You got something else, Joanne?
No, I was just going to say thank you.
Oh, no, okay. Thank
you. Appreciate the help.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, when you call, remind me who you were.
Yeah, well.
I certainly will.
Yeah.
Thanks.
She's the lady whose mom passed away overseas.
David, it's a busy place.
Okay, hang on, Joanne.
You get a lot of those calls on Monday?
Yeah, you get a lot of calls from people whose mom passed away from overseas.
I doubt it, David Schluter.
Dave Schluter's got you got to specify the country.
He's an international.
I will definitely, after I hang up with her, call a realtor.
Hang on, Joanne. Sorry for your loss, my friend.
Thank you.
Take care. 312-981-7200. We just can't help ourselves.
We don't think you're an international lawyer, just so you know. You were happy the property was in Illinois.
But an international man of intrigue, for sure. Yes. Gary, how are you? Spring Valley. Gary?
Yes, hello.
Hello, how are you? You got a question for Amy?
Actually, I have a question for your real estate or your tax person.
Sure, go ahead. Fire it away.
Yeah, and before we get on, I want to invite you down to Rips in
Chicken,
Ladd, Illinois.
Yeah,
and we'll get some chicken. Okay,
I heard. Are they still selling that Grizzle stuff?
That's awesome!
Right,
it's awesome.
It's heart attack in a bag, but it's delicious.
That's right.
Rips fried chicken is I dated a girl who lived in Marseilles.
Sure, you did.
No, I did in college. She probably will deny it. I don't know if it was dating or no. I think it was dating, and we had a great time. We had a great relationship, but then things didn't work out, which they typically didn't in high school or college. But they used to go to Rips. It's a chicken joint outside. It's by Princeton, right? Princeton, Marseilles.
Ladd, Illinois.
There you go. I'm
you've been around.
I'm a man of Illinois. Fried chicken joints.
She was so lucky it didn't work out.
She was. God bless Missy.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. All right. So, what's your question in Spring Valley for the whoever on the panel?
All right. I just had my house sold in a quick sale. It was done through an auction. I bought the house for $52,000 in 2007, And so I put money into it, and I still owe, and the bank financed me to pay off the balance. It sold for $23,000, and now I have a loan with the bank here in Spring Valley to pay off the balance of what I owe, and they've been very gracious. But at the same time, what are the taxes for losses now, since the tax changes through the last administration and everything? Is it still a loss that I can recoup through taxes and things like that?
Here's my answer to most legal questions. It depends. Right, it depends on what's going on and what you know, where you paid. What if it was a if it's a principal residence might be different than if it's an investment property. So so it depends. But I'd be happy to get more information from you and answer your question specifically.
Summarize the question. What is it? What's the question?
Can he take a loss on the 50 minus the 23?
Gotcha.
Right, so again, it depends. So I'd be happy to get more specifics from you and answer it specifically. Off, you know, if you want to give me a call, 312-664-6649. Call me on Monday, and I'll answer your question specifically.
Yeah, hang tight, buddy. We got to hit a break, and Stephen A. Leahy will call you after the show. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and picture line. You are listening to Homestream Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
John Hanson, that went to happen to John Hanson. John Hanson went to picked up the wrong line, like I just did.
Well, he's a broadcast professional.
He is.
A broadcast professional.
You're not.
I'm obviously not. Right. I meant to pick up Pat in Glenview. How are you, Pat in Glenview?
I am great. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
No, thanks for calling.
I have a couple of layers to this question. My husband is in a home. He has Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And he'll be there for the rest of his life. So I got a little bit concerned about the house that we own. So I put it into a legacy trust. So a couple of things have been concerned. If something happened to me, can I put all four of my children on the title so that they became co-owners? And is there any tax responsibility they have? And should anything happen to their marriages, this asset, will that then become their spouse's asset?
Ooh.
Yeah, what I want to let you know, first of all, is don't fool with the title itself with the county. But you can see an estate planning attorney, myself, or any qualified one, you can amend the trust. You still want to remain that primary. You can only transfer to your kids net worth of about $16,000 a year right now. Mm-hmm. And so if four-fifths were transferred. So, and there's no reason to add. I've had clients who don't go to a lawyer and they type their son or daughter's name on the title. You then become also partners with them. And I've had family members hold mom up. I'm not wishing your husband's demise, but should he pass away before you, if you add them, they have to sign off on the real estate contract and on the closing. And if one of their spouses is greedy, you may have trouble selling your house. So what you want to do is amend the trust agreement to how you want it to go. And as far as whether it's marital property, everybody asks that. The reality is just because their name's in the trust while you're alive, they don't own anything. You still own it. But upon the actual death of when you pass, then they would have an equitable interest. And if a divorce was out there, a divorce lawyer would say that particular child owned it, even though it hadn't transferred yet. So they're free and clear as long as you're alive. And also just tell them to all get along. That's all.
Oh, sure. Because that works.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that. There is a lifetime estate gift tax that you can give away up to $5 million. I think it's $5 million. Might be more than that now.
Yeah. And that could also, you could go to an accountant if you really were just wanting to transfer now, which again, you also would lose your homeowner's exemption on that.
Okay.
So you want to leave that part, leave it in your name, but just amend it within the trust. And down the road, like I said, you could do a lifetime transfer, but again, you just become a tenant. And again, you'd have to file with the IRS a note that says during this year, let's say 2028, I used a conveyance of that property against my lifetime credit. So.
Okay. That's understandable. Well, thank you. I think you kind of put me at rest a little bit. I really appreciate it.
All right, take care. Well, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, Pat. Thanks for calling. 312-981-7200. I just picked up Pat again. No, no problem. Hang tight. Again, a professional broadcaster, once you brought Pat back on.
Let me interject something else, too.
While you're interrupting.
I'm very good at that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just talked about value. You know, when as Dave was saying, when you give, if she put them on the title now, they would take at that value. If they wait till they're dead, then they take at that value at the time of death, and then you don't. So the taxes are but much lower,
much cleaner.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that I just wanted to put that in there.
And that chewing sound,
because I know things too.
Is David Schluter eating delicious Nutella cookies that my brother Steven dropped off from? Parafan, I think it's Parafan or Farapan, Parafan. I don't know. My brother works at Nutella. He dropped off a whole box of goodies here. He brought those Nutella biscuits, which are addicting. You can't just have one, Dave. Amazing. You just got to finish the bag. That's the rule. Okay, that's a new slogan.
It's Ferrara Pan.
All right, thank you. Thank you, counselor. Thanks for correcting that. 312-981-7200.
Real tour.
312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all our contact information and videos that our fine video crew of our team over there is knocking out like crazy. We have Erica and Brandon knocking out these videos, which is great. Bob and Joliet, you got a question for Dave?
Yes, I do. Hey, great show.
Thank you.
So here's my question. Transfer on death document versus a trust concerning my home. I want to put my deed for the house in a transfer on death so the kids can get it to stay out of probate. So guide me through that. Why is one versus the other any better or worse? What's up?
Transfer on death is like a mini trust that's just related to passing that piece of real estate. I know all about them, but because my office is pretty high tech, we can actually do a trust just limited to that. The reason is, when you're gone, the title companies need all kinds of representations from the kids about what you did and did not do during your lifetime, where they have to reaffirm it. And it's just the statute itself. The statute was designed, actually, to pass on real estate outside of probate. It works, but it actually was designed so people would not have to use what's called land trust, because those have an annual fee, so they came up with the statute. So if you want to call me next week, I can give you the budget for either one, but they do accomplish the same thing. You're doing the right thing. Don't put your kids on there now in title, and don't just leave it alone completely. But yeah, one or the other will do the same thing, but I can talk strategy with you if you want to call me next week.
All right, Bob, hang tight for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. Joe?
Dave, I just wanted to mention what you did for me was just that.
Of the trust. Right.
So you re-strategized everything.
Right. Your kids will not be in court, Joe.
But what you said, though, is true, is that because you're more sophisticated, you did it. You consolidated all that stuff for a quarter of the cost.
Correct.
That a highfalutin attorney
right.
would do.
Yeah, we're pretty automated. I have a great staff, and right. We'll take care of it, and I'll give you more about that, the difference in the choices, when you call me.
Amy Kelly in Kankakee from the 815. I know it's Kelly because she started her text, Kelly from Kankakee. Mm-hmm. How are so many homes being sold for way over what they're appraised for? Will the banks loan over the appraisal, or do buyers have to put down bigger down payments to make up the difference? The reason I'm asking is my home appraised for $150,000, but I would like to ask $200,000. My home is definitely worth more than $150,000, but my neighborhood brings it down. Thanks. Love you. Love your show, Amy.
Yes. So, no, the bank will not loan for more than its appraised value. The buyer would have to come in with the additional money. What I will tell you is if you just went and got a general appraisal, there is a difference between a general appraisal and a purchase appraisal. So if your general appraisal said $150,000, I wouldn't bank on that 100%. You actually may have more money in there than what that appraiser stated. So there are two different types of appraisals. I never recommend anybody go and pay for an appraisal in advance. It just doesn't make sense, because it doesn't matter what they say. All that matters is the buyer's lender's appraiser. That's the only person that anybody's going to listen to anyway. So, you know, I don't know that it's worth $200,000. I would absolutely have a realtor out there to let you know the value.
A member of your team will call Kelly from Kankakee and walk her through all of the different scenarios. Or maybe you know somebody in the area if you don't go down to Kankakee because I got to look. So
it's called an affiliate.
It's an affiliate arrangement that Amy has relationships with other realtors in areas that she doesn't have realtors position. Just like if you're buying in one of the 15-some off states that we're not licensed in, I've got relationships within the banking industry that I could introduce you to a lender that will take care of your lending needs. If you're buying in a state that we're not licensed in, you could sleep easy at night knowing that you're not going to get taken advantage of by an unknown lender. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. The call, text, and picture line, which is sponsored by the fine people at MegaPro, is 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break.
We could use some home improvement questions. That's enough of the lawyer questions and all this other stuff. You know what? I'm serious. I'm
starting to go to sleep a little bit.
I like it. But the lawyer questions are just like a snoozer.
They are important,
you're here every
Joe.
Week.
Somebody call me about your bathroom
week,
or a toilet falling through the floor.
You're done? We got to get to break, okay?
Sure.
All right. 312-981-7200. We're going to be right back with hopefully somebody call with a toilet question for Joe.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Received an email here from Jonathan, who I told to go to his local bank to get a HELOC to take out his $60,000 mortgage to pay it off faster, to knock it out faster, because that was in his best interest. I said, you're going to have to print out my email and take it with you to the bank, because most of the time, they're not going to understand what I'm trying to do. Jonathan sent me this email. Thank you, sir. I took your advice, and I appreciate your advice. I went into the bank and addressed you. I went into the bank and addressed what I had from you. They were dumbfounded on your email to me. They paused and said, yes, we can do that. You, sir, have become a little hero in my life. Bless your family, and thank you so much. Regards, Jonathan.
That's awesome.
So these are the things that we do to help our listeners who want to pay off their loans faster, who have smaller loan amounts, because it's difficult for it to make sense to cover the closing costs when you have quote-unquote smaller loans, which I know $60,000 is a lot of money. I'm not discounting. Mm-hmm. But when you try to refinance a $40,000 or $50,000 or $60,000 loan or lower, with the cost associated with it, it's challenging to cover the cost and to find a lender that could do it. Most of the times, 9.9 times out of 10, it's better for you to go to a local bank, take out a HELOC and first lien position, home equity line of credit, continue to make what you're paying, and then take out a little more for emergencies. And you could typically pay your loan off as fast, if not faster, with little or no closing costs, because most lenders are doing... most banks are given HELOCs without any closing costs. So that's how it works. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Joe, 815, looking to redesign my kitchen and bathroom. Don't know where to start. Don't know how much it's going to cost. Do you have professionals on your staff that will help me lay it out, design, and give me an estimate?
Did you just make up that question?
No, it's 815. It's further down.
All right.
Do you have professionals on your staff that will lay out?
As far as laying it out, yes. We would come to your home. We would make all the notes you require. If you wanted to move something around, we're all good at that. The final drawing would be done at the cabinet place. That's where you would select each cabinet. Dave, you went through it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, Dave, you got to go there. You picked out each cabinet. Oh. And each accessory that went in the cabinet. You know how important that is, Amy?
The microwave cabinet, never thought of that. The cabinet guy suggested that, where it goes in your island, which you probably have in your new house. And then another one is these, how they do electronic LED lights. Oh, like we have like a night light, one light only, and then during the evening, seven lights separate.
And then late night when you're getting freaky, you got the freaky light going.
In the kitchen?
Nobody gets freaky in the kitchen anymore, David.
Not in your house.
No.
Speak for yourself,
Joe. It's gone with COVID,
my friend. That's where you bring
Nobody's
on the heat,
getting
right in the
freaky
kitchen.
In the
right,
kitchen anymore,
right, Steve?
David.
Steve?
I hope Elise is listening.
As often as possible.
Elise doesn't know I host a radio show, so keep her out of it.
So anyway, it was great.
Elise doesn't know who he's talking about.
I just show up back at 3.
Did you move on a Saturday?
I wake up at 5 on Saturday, come back at 3. So where were you?
That was the only question I got.
Cracking rocks.
Something else.
Oh, I'm sorry, you weren't done?
No.
Okay.
Just that, Aim. But you would pick, you would know where you want your big spoons. I'm not a kook, but you might be.
Yep.
You know where what pots you want where and that kind of stuff. All those little personal touches have to be done in person, and you would see the cabinets right there.
Where the recycling bins go.
Right.
Yes.
We have these drawer with two.
I still don't know where mine is. I don't.
Yeah, no, he's not kidding.
I just throw it all in one.
How many times you go to your kitchen a day?
I do have leftover pizza, so I'll be there probably pretty soon.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We started posting videos at WGNDavid.com for our experts in studio and also on our Facebook page. So if you want to join us on Facebook, it's free. It's complimentary. You could go to, you just search Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook, and if you like us, you'll get notification on everything that we're doing. And one quick shout-out. The lady that called in last week from Green Bay to tell us that she listens and used the Mr. Floor cleaning product happens to be the mother of one of my neighbors in Northbrook. Unbeknownst to me, I get a text from my buddy saying, hey, my mom called in from Green Bay. I'm like, what? The lady with the flooring question for Mr. Floor? She's like, yeah. It's like, that's my mom. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, I'm the Elvis of, I'm kind of like the Elvises of mortgages. He's like, you have no idea. She's crazy about this show. All the way up in Green Bay, in the middle of enemy territory, the Green Bay Packers. It's really not enemy territory because it's like we don't even put up a fight anymore. It's not even a question. It's like
we just roll over.
We just roll over and we put a team out there and get our brains kicked in.
The signal is incredible. I have friends in Champaign that listen and Indianapolis. They get a clear signal.
And I was able to get it in Holland when I was over there with my mom.
Holland, Michigan. There you go. Jimmy out in Indiana. How can we help you, my friend?
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you. We refinanced about a month ago, and Jordan helped me through everything, and he could not have been any better than he was. It was absolutely perfect.
Well, thanks, buddy. Appreciate you taking the time to share your thoughts. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product so you can keep your home that we just refinanced nice and clean. You got a number of different choices. You've got the tile. You've got the cabinet. You've got the hardwood floor, which is Joe. And there's a number. You've got the vinyl. There's a number of different cleaning products that you could choose.
There's six of them.
There's six of them. Way to put me on the spot. I just announced four.
So I only know there's six. I wouldn't be able to.
Okay, thanks for bringing that up. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Mom passed away in December, 773. She owned a condo, and we just found out her unit has major plumbing issues that would require being repaired through the unit. Throughout the unit, including the one below hers. It's a plumbing connection that was put in upside down when the building was built, and we had the pipe camered. Okay, so they put the camera through and saw that the pipe was installed improperly. We have no luck with her condo association either after sending a certified letter to them. We want to sell her condo but have no idea when we will even find out when the association will have this fixed. Can we just disclose this issue when we sell, or are we obligated to have it fixed? Amy first.
Well, I will tell you, I have actually sold a condo in the city where it was in the middle of the renovation and it was taking forever and they sold it. So we did sell it, and of course it was disclosed because there were holes in the wall,
David?
Showing that they were doing
it. I would say this, that they would mention it, that there's a pending request to correct a problem that predated even their ownership. And then I would get a clarification, if I was the buyer's lawyer, in writing, what the real timeline is and who's covering it. You'd hate to have it be a special assessment. Even if it was unjustified, they sometimes try that. So make sure they're using their reserves and not new money to fix that pipe.
217, how do I get my ex off my mortgage? Divorce and quit claimed, give me the house. He's in a nursing home. His POA's son did everything. Oh.
U.S.?
No.
That's what I thought.
No, it says POA. Okay, POA's son did everything, including divorce. I pay the mortgage and get no support. Our downstate friend, Dave.
Refinance. I don't know what else we can tell you. They're still alive, so they can use the POA. But yeah, you're looking at a refi. That's the only way to do it.
Amy?
No, I agree. And I think that is a misnomer that a lot of people don't understand. Just because in a divorce, they were quit claimed off, they are still responsible. Yeah. And so, you know, don't assume that quit claim means, oh, I've got this free and clear. Absolutely not. You are still on the hook for that mortgage.
All right, Amy, say goodbye.
Goodbye. If you'd like to reach us, you can call 847-877-9881, or you can reach us at amywillsellyourhome.com.
Very much better.
This is what Joe's been doing, analyzation.
What I'm saying
analysis
is...
analysis right, over the next 90 days.
The phone number that worked was Hudson 8300 or whatever.
3700.
Okay, yeah, that didn't work
so
either.
So it's not even going
to
work.
Stephen A. Lager, if our listeners want to reach you.
They go to ChicagoTaxTeam.com.
There you go.
Dave Schluter.
Damn.
Schluter, S-C-H-L-U-E-T-E-R, lawoffice.com.
MegaPros, Joe website.
MegaPros.com.
See what I'm saying? Doesn't it make more sensibility to you?
Yeah. All right, and if you want to reach me, you could call me at 855-56-DAVID, or you could go to 56david.com.
That's better.
All of our numbers are there.
All of our numbers are located at WGNDAVID.com. See all of the sponsors, contact information, and videos are being posted on Facebook, Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook, and at WGNDAVID.com. You could go there as well. I want to thank everybody for listening. We're going to be back next Saturday with a whole new different slew of experts, but Joe will be back. And I will include you in the promo next week because I didn't realize you were coming back this weekend after I recorded.
Yeah, I know. I got really tired of hearing about Jeremy.
I know. He did a great job. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. You've been listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.